بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم فسبح بحمد ربك واستغفر إنه كان توابا صدق الله العظيم. My most respected brothers and elders and our mothers and sisters listening at home of the receiver, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in various verses of the Holy Quran, Allah has exhorted us to make istighfar. So we have to make istighfar, we have to repent of our sins, ask Allah for forgiveness, ask Allah for maghfirat. In the ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it has been mentioned as reported by Hazrat Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu anhuma, narrated by Imam Abu Dawud rahmatullahi alayhi, that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, man lazim al istighfar ja'ala Allahu lahu min kulli dhiqin makhraja wa min kulli hammin faraja wa razaqahu min haythu la yahtasib. Whoever clings onto istighfar, clinging onto istighfar means a person chalte pirte all the time, he's making astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah, he's mindful, he's conscious of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and he's asking Allah for forgiveness. It's not just once or twice a week, he just make istighfar or now and then. But lazima, the word lazima means he adheres to it, he clings onto it. So istighfar is on his tongue. This is what we need to inculcate in ourselves. Chalte, pirte, when we're standing up, Allahumma ghfirli, oh Allah, you forgive me. Astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah. So whoever holds onto istighfar, Allah Ta'ala will make for him an opening from every tightness and difficulty. Dhiq, dhiq means something that is constricted. So Allah makes a makhraj for him. Allah makes an opening for him from every tight situation and difficult situation he's going through. وَمِن كُلِّ هَمٍ فَرَجًا مَن لَزِمَ الْإِسْتِغْفَارِ جَعَلَ اللَّهُ لَهُ مِن كُلِّ دِيقٍ مَخْرَجًا وَمِن كُلِّ هَمٍ فَرَجًا. Allah makes He makes for him or gives him relief from every sorrow and grief that he is going through. Ham, he's going through sorrow. So Allah Ta'ala gives him relief from that sorrow. And the third benefit is Allah provides for him from such sources that he didn't even imagine he will get rizq from such places. So three benefits have been mentioned in this verse. Of course, in this hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, hold on to istighfar, make istighfar in abundance, then Allah Ta'ala will make for us an opening from our difficulties. Allah will remove the grief and sorrow that we are experiencing, and Allah will give us happiness, and Allah will provide for us from unseen sources. In the hadith of Qudsi, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says that Allah Ta'ala says, "Ya ibn Adam, O man." إنك ما دعوتني ورجوتني غفرت لك ولا أبالي على ما كان منك. And oh my servant, as long as you make dua to me, you turn to me, you supplicate to me, you beg from me, and you have hopes in my mercy, I am prepared to forgive you. And I do not bother how much of sins you may have committed. But as long as you are turning to me and you have hopes in my mercy, Allah says, I will forgive you. Ibn Adam, O man, if your sins, لو بلغت ذنوبك عنان السماء, if you commit so many sins that the entire world is full, it reaches from the ground, from the earth, right till the skies. Anan refers to the clouds or the skies. So much of gunas you may have committed. But when you make istighfar, ثُمَّ اسْتَغْفَرْتَنِي, then you ask me for forgiveness. You say, astaghfirullah, Allahumma ghfirli. Wallah, you forgive me. Wallah, you forgive me. Allah says, I will forgive you. And if you come with the whole world, بِقُرَابِ الْأَرْضِ لَوْ أَتَيْتَنِي بِقُرَابِ الْأَوْضِ خَطَايَا ثُمَّ لَا تُشْتِكُ بِي شِئَا. You don't make associate any partners with me and you bring the entire world full of sins. I will come with the world full of forgiveness for you. In other words, Allah Ta'ala shows us the vastness of His forgiveness, that a person can commit so many sins that has filled the entire world. It has reached the skies. But when he is sincere and he is begging Allah for forgiveness, then Allah is prepared to forgive all those sins. So istighfar should be in our tongue. In the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it has been mentioned, whoever says, Astaghfirullah alladhi la ilaha illa huwa al-hayyu al-qayyumu wa atubu ilayh. Allah forgives all his minor sins. Wa in kana farra min az-zahf. Even though he may have fled from the battlefield, the day when he should be advancing and facing the enemy on the battlefield, but suddenly he becomes fearful and he escapes and he flees, this is a major sin. Even though he may have committed this type of sin, Allah says that Allah is still prepared to forgive his sins. At least once we should read now, Astaghfirullah alladhi la ilaha illa huwa al-hayyu al-qayyumu wa atubu ilayh. Make it a habit to make istighfar in abundance. You're sitting in your car, you're driving, beside the tasbihat that we have mentioned previously, Subhanallah, walhamdulillah, wa la ilaha illallah, wallahu akbar, durush sharif, istighfar, istighfar, istighfar. On the day of Qiyamah, that person who made abundant istighfar in this world will find that all his sins are forgiven. He'll find nur in his namaya amal, in his registers. Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal rahmatullah, is a very nice incident regarding him that some scholars have mentioned. Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal rahmatullah was a great muhaddith, he was a faqih. He is an imam of one of the four schools of jurisprudence. Absolutely pious, very great, sage, giant of Islam, made so much of khidmat, he went through great struggles. There is a time in his life when he is traveling. Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal rahmatullahi alayhi lived a very ascetic life, and all the time engrossed in imparting ahadith of Rasulullah, teaching the people masail, deen, sharia. He had thousands of students, but one occasion he was traveling alone. And he had his books with him, his kitabs, and whatever work he was doing. So he comes to a foreign city. He does not know any person there. He's got nowhere to stay. He decides that let me sleep in the masjid. So after Isha Salah, he remains in the masjid. He takes out his kitabs and he's busy doing work. When the caretaker of the masjid comes, and very, very rudely and harshly tells him, hey, bhai, doesn't know who this person is. Doesn't know the maqam, the rank of Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal rahmatullah alayhi. He tells him, no. You got to move. Come out of the masjid. We are now going to close the masjid. We only keep it open for a little while after Isha. Now we have to close up. Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal rahmatullah alayhi pleads to him that, listen here, I am to my work and I'll just sleep over here. I'm not going to interfere on any person. I'm not going to cause any disturbance. But this caretaker was very, very arrogant. He was rude to him. He was harsh. He pulls him out and takes him out of the masjid, and he shuts the door, locks the door, and he proceeds. It is bitter cold, extremely cold. Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal rahmatullah got his kitabs, standing out, he's got nowhere to go, he is hungry. Suddenly a person goes past by, or sees him from a distance, and that person was the baker, he had a bakery. He feels pity for Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal rahmatullah, he doesn't know who this person is, sees him in the bitter cold, he's shivering. Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal rahmatullah alayhi was going to just sit down there and sleep outside the masjid. So he takes him to his house, and there's a nice fireplace there. He was a baker. He was busy making bread. So Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal rahmatullah becomes so happy, and he stays there. He spends the night there. He's feeling warm. And the baker even gives him some roti, some bread to eat. And then the baker then goes off to sleep. Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal rahmatullah, the entire night was busy with his kitabs and busy in the ibadat of Allah Ta'ala. But he noticed something the entire night, that each time this baker, he is like tossing and turning, he's making dua, he's saying, Allahumma ghfirli, Allahumma ghfirli. He's making istighfar. Astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah. In the morning, Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal rahmatullah meets him again. And then he asks him, he inquires of him, that listen, the entire night I watched you, that each time you turned your karwat, your position when you were sleeping, then you said, Astaghfirullah, Astaghfirullah, I saw you making istighfar in abundance. He said, "Oh Imam, this has been my practice for several years, for a long, sorry, he didn't say, oh Imam, he said, oh brother, for several years I have been making, this is my habit, and I'm making istighfar, and the benefit of this is that whatever dua I made to Allah Ta'ala, Allah Ta'ala has answered my dua. Whatever dua I made, Allah answered that dua, besides one dua. So I'm still making istighfar, I just got this one dua, which I see is still not answered." Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal Rahmat was curious, what is the dua? He said, "I've been making dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That, oh Allah, give me the chance and opportunity to meet this great Imam. His name is Ahmad bin Hanbal. I wish to meet Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal." Not knowing that the man who he's talking to, who he gives shelter that night, is Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal Rahmat himself. Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal Rahmat goes into tears. He sheds tears and he tells the man that I am Ahmad bin Hanbal. The man embraces him. And Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal Rahmatullah tells him that this is on account of the istighfar that you made, that Allah Ta'ala has answered all your du'as. So we should make istighfar in abundance. The more istighfar we make, then inshallah with zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with istighfar, all the dirt that is collected in our heart, the spiritual maladies that we have, that we always talk about in our majlises, the anger, the pride, the jealousy, the arrogance that we have, the love of dunya, haram pleasures we have, then all these things are then scrubbed off, they are washed away, they are removed from the heart. And by the dhikr of Allah, the heart becomes shining, it becomes polished again. Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi alayhi used to mention that whenever I'm working out a mas'ala, somebody asks a question, and I'm trying to give him the right solution, or I'm working out a fiqhi problem, and I'm trying to get the right solution, and I'm stuck, and I just can't get the right verdict. And then I make dua to Allah Ta'ala, "Wallah, it is because of my sin that I am stuck here in this, I am in this position, I am unable to give the right answer. Wallah, you forgive me for this sin." And he says, immediately, Allah Ta'ala will inspire me, and I will be guided, and then I will give the verdict, or write the fatwa, or explain the mas'ala. So, Fudail bin Iyad rahmatullahi alayhi used to say, that this was Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi alayhi's condition, would having made hardly any sins. Imagine you and I, who make so much of sins every day of our life, what is our condition? Ibrahim bin Adham rahmatullahi alayhi, very great Sufi also, very pious person, he was a king of Balkh. It's a long story how he left all those things for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah made him a very great wali. Ibrahim bin Adham rahmatullahi alayhi used to say, "Idha alham Allahu abdan bil istighfar," when Allah inspires any person with istighfar, then that is an indication that Allah does not wish to punish him. If Allah gives a person the ability, tawfiq, and Allah inspires him to make istighfar, he begins to make istighfar, that means Allah does not want to punish him. So Allah is giving him the chance to make amends in this world. There is a person by the name of Asma'i rahmatullahi alayhi. Ulama and scholars will understand him better. So he was a person who was a master in the Arabic language and with the Arabic vocabulary and poetry, etc. So he gives one incident one day when he was by the Rawdah Mubarak, and he watches a Bedouin after making salam, then he is making dua and he is calling out to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he says, "Oh Allah, Allahumma inna hadha habibuk," pointing to Rasulullah's grave. He said, "Oh Allah, this is your habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wa ana abduk, and I am your slave, I am your servant. وَالشَّيْطَانُ عَدُوكُ, and shaitan is your enemy. Wallah, Rasulullah, this is your habib. I am your slave, I am your servant. Shaitan is your enemy. Wallah, if you forgive me, your Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will become happy. Surra Nabiyuk, Nabi sallam will become happy. And your banda, this is me. Faza abduk, your slave will become successful. I'll be safe from Jahannam. I'll gain Jannah. And shaitan will become angry. وَغَضِبَ عَدُوكَ, he'll become angry. But oh my Allah, if you don't forgive me. So this person was making istighfar, he was turning to Allah Ta'ala, making istighfar. So he says, oh Allah, if you don't forgive me, حَزِنَ نَبِيُّكَ, your Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam will become grieved. He'll become sad. And I will become destroyed. هَلَكَ عَبْدُكَ. And shaitan, he'll become happy. رَضِيَ عَدُوكَ, your enemy will become happy. Oh Allah, you are far more greater and you are more generous. Oh, you are so generous. You are so munificent. You are akram. That you will make your Nabi, that you will make your Nabi sad and make your banda destroyed and make your enemy happy. It's impossible you will do such a thing because you are so great, so generous. There is no person who has such generosity like you and forgiveness like you, oh Allah. And then he says, oh Allah, in our Arab culture, the noble ones, the Kiramul Arab, when any Sayyid, when the leader of the tribe passes away, then by his qabr, they free many, many slaves. Because the great person has passed on, and he was the Sayyid, he was the chief, and he was the leader. On that they free many, many slaves. Oh Allah, this is your Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He is Sayyidul Alameen. Sayyidul Anbiya'i wal Mursaleen. He is the leader of all the Anbiya'i alayhimus salatu wassalam. He is the greatest of your makhluq. فَأَعْتِقْنِي عَلَىٰ قَبْرِهِ. Oh Allah, you free me now whilst I'm standing here by his graveside. In other words, oh Allah, you free me from the fire of Jahannam and you forgive me. So respected brothers and elders, our mothers and sisters, we have to make so much of istighfar. Allama Muhasibi rahmatullahi alayhi used to say, وَحْذَرْ مُجَالَسَةَ الْمُذْنِبِينَ. Beware, be careful of sitting in the company of those who are sinners. Day and night they're committing gunas. There's no tawbah in their life. And they're happy about their sins. Hazrat Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu anhu used to say, جَالِسُ التَّوَّابِينَ. Sit by those who are making tawbah. Oh Allah, forgive us. Oh Allah, forgive us. Sit by them. Why? فَإِنَّهُمْ أَرَقُّ أَفْئِدَةً. Because their hearts are very, very soft. When a person makes sincere tawbah, istighfar, then his heart becomes soft. His eyes shed tears. And he becomes closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He realizes that I am Allah's slave. Allah is my master. I've wronged my master. But my Allah is so forgiving. He is so merciful. Despite the sins I have committed, it could be even fill the entire world. But my Allah is most forgiving and He is prepared to forgive. Allah's mercy is so vast. This is the lesson for all of us. Not to purposely and deliberately go and make guna, but sit with those who are making tawbah, istighfar. Let us make it a habit that we should also make istighfar in abundance. Teach our family members, our children, our grandchildren to make istighfar, astaghfirullah in abundance. Then inshallah we will find our heart that has become so heavy due to sins will feel lighter. Allah will give us nur in our heart and then we'll make the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and then when we engage in dua, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give us that serenity, that itminan of the qalb, that sakina will come, that peace and serenity will come onto our hearts. Then we will find ourselves finding ourselves more attached to Allah Rabbul Izzat, more attached to the masjid of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We want to read Quran, we want to do good deeds, we want to be good people. The moment we slip, immediately we will turn back to tawbah and istighfar. Astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah. Allah ta'ala grant me tawfiq, grant all of us tawfiq to make istighfar in abundance. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. As we mentioned so many times, dhikr, we are just making ta'aliman to show how we should make the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ponder over the greatness of Allah Rabbul Izzat. Allah is most mighty. He is Akbar. There is nobody greater than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Every single thing is in His control. Everything in Allah's control. The sun, the moon, the stars, the skies, the earth, the sand, the animals, insan, the jinnat, the angels, the birds, the insects, the water, the oceans, the leaves, the trees, every single thing is in Allah's control. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when we take His name, when we remember Allah, Allah remembers us. فَاذْكُرُونِي أَذْكُرْكُمْ. Allah says, remember me and I will remember you. So when we make the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when we say, La ilaha illallah, La is nafi. We are negating everything besides Allah. All the wrongs that we've done, the sin, the vice, the evil, ghairullah, shirk, kufr, nifaq, bid'ah, we're removing all that from our heart. Illallah, we're filling our hearts only with the greatness, the azamat of Allah, the kibriya of Allah, the supremacy of Allah, the love of Allah, the marifat of Allah. And we say, Allah, Allah, then ponder that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is listening to us and we're taking His blessed name. We need to call your wife in this world, your beloved in this world, your child, your grandchild. With such sweetness you will address that person, whoever is your beloved. You call the person with this in a sweet manner. Ya Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We hardly even take His name. We feel shy sometimes, ma'ad Allah, forgive us to take His name. So we should make it our habit that we become the dhakirin and shakirin, and we make become mustaghfirin, make tawbah, istighfar, ta'ibin, and we make the dhikr of Allah Rabbul Izzat in abundance as well. We said the Rufari from Allahumma Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Sayyidina Muhammad,
La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. La ilaha illallah, 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 Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. La ilaha illallah, 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 Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Allah jalla jalaluhu wa ta'ala sha'nuhu. Allah, 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 La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Allahumma laka alhamdu kulluh, wa laka shukru kulluh. لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك اللهم يا أول الأولين ويا آخر الآخرين ويا ذا القوة المتين ويا راحم المساكين ويا أرحم الراحمين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد المبارك وسلم ربي اغفر وارحم وأنت خير الراحمين اللهم إنا نسألك الهدى والتقى والعفاف والغنى اللهم اكفنا بحلالك عن حرامك وَأَغْنِنَا بِفَضْلِكَ عَمَّنْ سِوَاكَ Ya Allah, forgive us all of our sins, Ya Allah. Every single sin be committed, my Allah. The darkness of the night in broad daylight, in public, in privacy, my Allah. Major sins, minor sins, Ya Allah. Those sins we did knowingly, unknowingly, my Allah. Ya Allah, forgive us, my Allah. Ya Allah, you conceal those sins from the people, my Allah. You are ghafar al-dhunub and sattar al-uyub, my Allah. Out of your kindness, my Allah. Ya Allah, don't expose us now, my Allah. Especially on the day of Qiyamah, my Allah. Ya Allah, wash away our sins, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, grant us the tawfiq of making tawbah and nasuha. Ya Allah, give us tawfiq of making istighfar in abundance, my Allah. Ya Allah, forgive us, my Allah. Forgive the ummah of Nabiya Kareem, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, be happy with us, my Allah. Guide us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, guide us, Ya Allah. Grant all of us afiyat, salamati, hifazat, izzat, aman, chain, sukoon, rahat, protection, your ma'rifat, your qurb. Sweetness of iman, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, give us the sweetness of making tawbah and istighfar. Sweetness of begging from you. Give us the sweetness of sajda before you, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us barakat in our lives, Ya Allah. Barakat in our wealth, Ya Allah. Give us halal and tayyib rozi, my Allah. Make us use it correctly, my Allah. Ya Allah, protect us from the shar of the shirir, from the fitna of the fitteen, from the hasr of the hasidin, from the zulam of the zalimeen. Ya Allah, protect the ummah, Ya Allah, from all evil, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, help the ummah of Nabiya Kareem, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, all those who are sick and ailing, Ya Allah, grant them shifai kamil, ajil, mustaqir, daim, Ya Allah. And all the marhumin, give them jannatul firdaus. Ya Allah, give us maut in iman, my Allah. Give us maut in Madinah Sharif, my Allah. Burial in jannatul baqih, my Allah. Ya Allah, grant us the shafaat of Rasulullah Paak, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the day of Qiyamah, and the hudi kuthur water from Nabiya Kareem, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, mubarak hands. Allah, make us enter Jannah without any reckoning. Protect all of us from the azab of Qabr, azab of Jahannam, from every big and small fitna, especially the fitnas of Dajjal. Ya Allah, people from our families and friends who have passed on, Ya Allah, make them maghfirat, Ya Allah. Give them the highest of stages in Jannah, my Allah. Ya people from our masjid who passed away also, my Allah. Ya Allah, they made khidmat of the masjid, my Allah. Ya Allah, you make them maghfirat, my Allah. Ya Allah, make it be easy for the families in Allah. Allah grant him sabri jameel, my Allah. Allah, we've got so many hajat and needs, my Allah. Allah, we are turning only to you. We're only begging from you, my Allah. There is no other person we can beg from, my Allah, but you, my Allah. We are tapping at your door, my Allah. Ya Allah, fulfill all our hajat and needs. Allahumma kashif al-gham, mufarrij al-ham, mujib da'wati al-muttarrina idha da'uk, rahman al-dunya wal-akhirah wa rahimahuma, farhamna fi hajatina kulliha, بقضائها ونجاحها رحمة تغرينا بها عن رحمة من سواك
Ya Allah, all those requested duas, answer the jaiz murad also, my Allah. Hazirin, ghaibin, sabki dua, qabool, farma. Allah, make our children, our grandchildren, our offspring, the coolness of our eyes. Make them excellent, huffad, ulama, sulaha, atqiya, abrar, muqarrabin, maqbooleen. ربنا هب لنا من ازواجنا وذرياتنا قرة اعين وجعلنا للمتقين اماما ربنا تقبل منا انك انت السميع العليم وتب علينا يا مولانا انك انت التواب الرحيم سبحان ربك رب العزه عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.